Hey, welcome back. Season 3. Man, I'm excited. Got some special guests coming up. Got some awesome stories coming up. And got some fantastic lessons coming up. Really appreciate everyone joining me along this journey. And without further ado, here we go.
Hello, family. Hope all is well. I want to ask you a quick favor. If you have gained value through this podcast, I ask you, won't you take the time to think about subscribing to the podcast? You can do one or two ways. You can either click the link in the show notes to become a subscriber and supporter of the podcast, or you can go to anchor.fm/codinglife. It would mean the world to me. If you take the time to sponsor the podcast, be a supporter, be a subscriber. Definitely appreciate you all. And here we go.
Hello, devs. Welcome back for another episode of Coding Life. I hope all is well. I hope all is good. I hope all is tremendous, man. I hope you are struggling towards a direction. I like that. I want to jump into it. I want to jump right into it. So, most of you who, you know, follow me on Instagram, you see that we've started a React 100, where it's pretty much it's a new model of the 100 Days of Code, where we are coding for 100 days, focused on React. And through the weekdays, we're learning tutorials, different things. On the weekends, we're building projects, everything. So it reminded me of just kind of like when I started my journey, when I started my first 100 days of code, and something really, really hit me. And now I'm really starting to get a better understanding of why us potential developers are struggling, or why we struggle. It's multiple variables to it. So I'm going to talk about just kind of like a general one that I think each one of us kind of deals with. I believe we're struggling mostly because we had no clue what we was getting ourselves into. Not in a bad way, you know, but it takes, like, okay, here's an analogy. The majority of this world has no clue what it takes to be LeBron James. Majority of this world have, no clue what it takes to be a Denzel Washington, a Kerry Washington. You know, majority of this world have no clue what it takes to be a Jeff Gordon. I watch NASCAR. Don't judge me. So, meaning, majority of us, we had no clue what it really, really takes to be a developer. So, with coming in at mindset of, and in most, it's not your fault either, because this is one of my issues with a lot of boot camps and coding courses, is they paint the picture of you just go through this course or you just complete this process and you're just a full-time developer. You know, you're just going to get it. This is different. This is, and I don't want to disrespect like any of the like lanes, but I'm just going to throw some general out. Let's say there was a Microsoft Word certificate. And I'm not sure if there is, but let's say it was a Microsoft Word certificate. Something like that, you could go through and become a, mid-tier expert or whatever at Microsoft Word. But this? No. This is more than just a sprint. This is more than just a race. This is more,
I'm getting to understand this is more than a marathon. You know, so, you know, I think a lot of our mindset came into this that we're just about to do this 100-yard dash. And watch this. Even if you sprint through the 100-yard dash, as soon as you cross the finish line, you look up like, oh, man, that's 100 more miles to go. Immediately fatigue sets in. Frustration sets in. Discouragement. Because it's like, dang, I really thought I was, you know, about to be there. Here's another one. One thing I've learned, and I've seen it on both. I've seen people step into this who's being, you know, straight A students. I've seen people step into this, you know, like me, C students at best. And you're going to struggle. It's, you know, the syntax cares nothing about your previous you know, background. I can give you a perfect example. Most of you know that I got invited to Harvard last year. So we went to Harvard, got to sit, you know, CS50 class. And so went there and sat in the class. And this is Harvard. Top of the top, cream of the crop. So as I'm sitting there, me and my boy Chris, as I'm sitting there, I'm like, somebody raised their hand and asked a question. So I said, Next person, they raised their hand and asked a question. Another question goes, Interesting. They're asking some of the same questions I was asking when I was getting started. Wait, they're dealing with some of the same struggles that I was dealing with. Very interesting. There is no head start in this coding journey. Like you hear fake it till you make it? Man, you got to struggle till you make it. There we go. That's hard for a lot of people because you're going to suck for a while. You know, do you have the perseverance to keep going? You're going to suck for a long time. That's tough. You know, maybe you're used to being top of the top, cream of the crop in everything you do. And then, I don't know, maybe you see somebody come in and, you know, I'm not knocking anybody. But maybe some of you see somebody come in that, I don't know, he used to be a janitor. She used to be a janitor or something, and they're killing it. It happens. You know, if you're like me, you're going to have to watch some videos 3, 4, 5 times to get it. Understand it. I was going through the React stuff, and I had to do the props video like 5 times. It's just not clicking. And then I finally got it. Understand properties. So yeah, here's a question: What expectations do you have of yourself when you started? Were you coming to this, like I'm about to just learn this real quick and then just jump into it? Let me take this course real quick and boom. So I've done it. That's a bad way to dive into this world. You know, are you looking at this as a lifestyle? There we go, a lifestyle. Watch this. I get an analogy. Anytime that I'm about to jump into like working out, say, yeah, I'm about to work out real quick, you know, lose 20 pounds, I usually stop. If I don't jump into this of like, yeah, let me get in here to create a better lifestyle, that's when the transition starts to make. That's when transition starts to happen. You can create a lifestyle. And again, you're going to suck for a while. It's going to be tough for a while. Things are not going to click for a while. I did a video the other day on Instagram and said it took me a year just to understand the coding concepts. And that was going for 6 to 8 hours a day, doing 6 to 8 hours a day of coding for like 8 months. And I still feel like I'm decades away. I still feel like I'm just like so far away. Yeah. That's what I got, though. I think, you know, what did you come into this with? What type of mentality? What type of mindset? Is this a quick fix? Or is this a lifestyle? So, couple things before we hop off. If you don't know, I am, let me do this real quick. I want to start to ask the family here, the community here, something. If I brought value to you and throughout this podcast, I want to ask you to take the time considering subscribing to the podcast. You know, so you got three different options. Once you subscribe, where you can support the channel. The link is in the show notes, or you can just go to anchor.fm/codinglife. Definitely, it'll mean the world to me if you take the time to subscribe and to support the podcast. It just kind of keep everything going, keep it flowing, having guests and everything come in. I definitely, I realize it's just kind of going back and look at the numbers. I realize that, you know, everybody loves the guests, and I'm going to continue to, you know, reach out and pull up with me. I still got a list of folks I got to go through. So that's not stopping anytime soon. So super excited for you coming on in. If you don't know, I am on Twitch now. So I'm on Twitch now, twitch.tv/MarlonAvery. Marlon_Avery. I'm going to link that in the show notes too as well. Follow me on Twitch. I'm doing coding live. I'm coding live sessions, usually around 7 p.m. Eastern time, Monday through Friday. Unless something happens. And so been doing that for about 2 weeks now. So that's going pretty well. I mentioned earlier, we got this React 100 group. It's over 500 members. This is crazy. We just started like 3-4 weeks ago. But it's over 500 members. Everybody's learning React. We got resources, support. Definitely consider joining that group as well. I'm going to link that in the show notes as well. But yeah, you know, if you don't follow me on Instagram, I am Marlon.Avery, Twitter, Marlon_Avery, Code Podcast on Instagram, and then Code_Podcast on Twitter. So let me know, what do you think? You know, I definitely love to hear what type of mentality did you come in this with? You know, what's feeding to your frustration, you know, coding? Let me know. Wrong neighbor. I'm out.